LA County's water bus is an ideal way to experience Marina Del Rey Harbor, the second largest man-made yacht harbor in the world. With more than 8,500 yachts and acres of waterways, the County of Los Angeles created the water bus as an ideal way for locals and visitors alike to savor the harbor. And the fare is just a buck to traverse to restaurants, concerts, public beaches, and more along the 8-stop route. The water bus, operated by Hornblower Cruises, operates during the summer season, June 22nd through Labor Day, from 11 a.m. to midnight, Thursdays through Sundays. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Captain Chuck Myers for a tour of the marina aboard the water bus.
I'm the operations manager for Hornblower.
But you also are a driver sometimes?
I am, yeah. Yeah, I get to do both.
Not bad.
Yeah. Marina Del Rey used to be the largest marina in the United States at one point until Saudi Arabia came about, built their island with their marina. But this was the largest man-made marina ever in the United States. They started construction back in the late 50s. It took about 5 to 6 years to dig it out to a depth of 20 feet. And they added 8 basins in the marina. We're coming up to one of those basins right now. It's H basins. And that over there is the A basin, and then it kind of wraps around the marina. This boat you're on right now is called the Water Bus Boat. The County of Los Angeles has a sponsored boat ride in the marina itself, which is called the Water Bus. There's 5 boats. They operate in late June, and then they finish in Labor Day weekend. It's unique because the residents get to use it to go to the park for concert nights.
So it really is public transportation.
It is. It's just like a bus system on the streets, but this is on the water. And there's 8 stops within the whole marina. This is Chase Park. This is stop number 2 along the route. What's really unique about this whole thing is the residents also get to use it to go to the different restaurants. So it's not only supporting the restaurants, but it's also supporting the activities throughout the marina as well. The other thing about the marina itself is the parks over here that you see on to our right. That's Burton Chase Park. He was one of the developers that helped build the marina back in the 50s. See some of our sea lion population? There's a baby on the dock.
Just to clarify for a moment, County's public water taxi and Hornblower's operation.
We're actually hired by the county to operate the bus service during those months. It's a contract between us and the County of Los Angeles. We own and operate the boats. We supply the captains and all the crews.
Maintenance, everything.
Yeah, everything.
What happens in the winter months?
In the winter months, the boats stay on the dock. Yeah, no activity. A lot of the boats are in the slips. People are in warmer places throughout the world. We have some really unique boats here. I mean, some with helicopters on the back of their sterns. John Travolta had a boat down here. Johnny Carson had his boat here. Flo from It Is Enough. So there's the Marina Del Rey Hotel. This hotel just reopened the beginning of last water bus season. And they gutted it and built it brand new, a beautiful hotel now. One thing about the water bus is it's $2 per person. It's $1 each way. So they can pick anywhere from up to 8 destinations throughout the marina. They have to get off, buy another ticket, and come back. Kids are free.
Kids under 12?
Under 12, yeah.
That's really cool.
Great for families. You know, we get a lot of people that come here from all over Southern California. Especially when it's super hot out, they're air conditioning. I mean, this is where people come to cool off and enjoy the day. There's a lot of public parking throughout the marina. Just over to my left is Mother's Beach. Mother's Beach has a ton of parking spaces there for public. This is a famous spot over in this area. We have 5 different yacht clubs in the marina. This is California Yacht Club to my right, Marina Del Rey to our left. These yacht clubs go out and they compete with each other every Wednesday night. And it's really something. If you've never done it, you got to come down. We actually have a cocktail cruise that we offer on Wednesday nights during the summertime, and that's just to watch the sailboats come back.
They go out.
They do, yeah. They go outside, they race each other, and then they come back at the end of that race, and there could be anywhere from 100 to 300 boats.
This is public transportation, but it's also, in a sense, a tour boat, right? A way to see
the marina, yeah. Yep. Go to different restaurants. We have Tony P's restaurant right here. We have the Warehouse just down the street. Also Cafe Del Rey. And then you have the different hotels here, too. This is the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And then we have the California Condominiums over here. And then Marriott Hotel down there. A lot of people, when they come on the water bus, they like to come over here because this is where the restaurants are at. Down the street is Killer Shrimp, one of our other restaurants.
So this really is the premier yacht harbor and place in Southern California.
For Southern California, yes. There's two of them. I mean, you have Los Angeles Harbor, Long Beach Harbor, that is very large for the amount of boats. Then you have the small marina just down the coast, which is Redondo. I believe there's like maybe 2,500 boats there. Technically, I think we can handle 8,500 boats in the marina.
Permanently berthed.
Yeah. On this side of the marina is residential apartments. It's basically rent only on this side of the marina.
So definitely not a low rent district.
No. You're paying for your view.
Yeah.
This is the newest craze, is this paddleboard thing.
Isn't it just exploding?
It's crazy.
Grandmother's out now and
everybody's doing it.
And it started with Laird Hamilton and some psycho surfers over the North Shore. Isn't that amazing?
Is that where it started?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. That's the beautiful thing about the water bus, is they get to see all this in the marina. This is the end of Mother's Beach. This is where we were talking about, where the mothers bring their children.
Right. So this is a county beach right here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is part of the Los Angeles County Beaches and Harbors. Every summer you'll see a lifeguard on the lifeguard tower over there. You'll see quite a lot of people, and this is where the water bus comes over here. And what'll happen is they'll see these buses come in and they'll go, "What's going on over there?" And they come running over and they find out it's a dollar and they're like on it. So,
do you have a lot of people that aren't using it as transportation but just a way to see the harbor?
Yes, and a lot of it comes from here. Well, sometimes you'll see people lined up all the way down to the end there just to ride the bus. And we're limited on our capacity, which is, you could see this boat here handles 24.
Again, if you climbed aboard and paid a buck, could you get back where you started for a buck?
It's $1 each way, so they would pay $1 to go to, let's say, to Fisherman's Village from here, and then $1.
Then everybody gets off at Fisherman's Village. And then you reboard if you want to come back.
Correct.
No stowaways.
Well, what we try not to do is, because there's so many people that want to ride it during the summertime, we want to be fair with everybody. And the only way to be fair is you have to come off the boat and you have to buy another ticket. And then that way it gives the people that are standing in line at Fisherman's Village a chance to come back. But you can see that it also has a park area for families and kids to play on. There's some barbecues over there. And then you have all of these barbecues over here to the right. Quite a big beach. The water bus, people still don't know that it exists. It's like, every year I say the same thing over and over. It's like, wow, it just blows me away how we've been here for a long time doing this, and a lot of people just don't know about it.
Could you add more craft?
There's been talk about doing that, because every year we've seen an increase of more and more people riding the water bus.
In the heat of the summer, is it close to capacity? Do you have to wait for the next water taxi?
Sundays are always a busy day here, sometimes even Saturdays. There's some people that have to wait a while, but they do wait.
Yeah.
It's crazy that, you know, they'll wait an hour and a half, an hour to get on one of these dollar boat rides. They're so excited, and the families are, you know, you see it in the kids' smiles, too.
Is there any insider secret on best time to come and climb aboard?
Thursday, Fridays. If you want to stay away from crowds, come out on a Thursday and Friday. Those are the best days to ride the water bus. The weekends are tough because you get a lot of people coming. We do get a mega yacht here that's during the summertime quite a bit. It's called the Atessa 4, and it's owned by Dennis Washington, and it is the largest yacht we have ever had in this marina. It's 250 feet long.
Like a small ocean liner.
It's massive, and it comes in and it takes one end of the dock, of the fuel dock, all the way to almost to the other end. It's very cool to see when it comes into town. One of the most unique apartment complexes we have here is called Mariner's Village. Mariner's Village is just to the right. It has two private lakes inside the middle of the complex, along with a little shopping mall where you can go and get groceries, milk if you need. Its own post office, its own cleaners. You can dry clean your stuff there. It's a pretty cool place to live. It also has, you'll see that in the middle right here, where that palm tree sticking up, that's one of the observation towers that they have over there. They have two of those. So these big towers that you climb up on, and you can see the whole marina from the top there. This is our new fuel dock, actually. It's called Delray Landing. It's our last stop on the water bus. Delray Landing is like a little liquor store, and you can buy chips and that kind of stuff.
Sandwiches.
Yeah. And if people are getting gas, they can hop in there, grab everything they need, ice, whatever, and then on their way. Here's another boat with its helicopter not on there right now. As a matter of fact, it's called the Aviator. And then over to our right, I didn't mention this, but UCLA's here. That's UCLA dock right over there. We also have Lorimount University here as well, and they're down to the very end there.
Well, that's for their maritime.
They have their sailing schools, and they're big time in rowing. They compete with other colleges and universities throughout the United States. UCLA trains here. You'll see them here every morning around 5 o'clock in the morning. They're rowing all day up until about 9:30. Then we have our own United States Coast Guard here stationed. This is Cutter Halibut. And then we have Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and this is the Harbor Master Office right here. They're responsible for the security within the marina itself and also the surrounding LA County areas. We also have Los Angeles County Lifeguard Station here 24/7. And then we have our Fisherman's Village coming up on it now. Our fishing boats here, where we have people that can buy tickets on board any one of these boats. This is Marina Del Rey Sport Fishing. There's 5 boats to choose from during the day.
So you can just walk on down. You don't have to make reservations.
Well, it's suggested. I would suggest you call them and make reservations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a great morning on the bay.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm going to come back.
Right on.
Bring my dollar.
One way.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.